Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Siri. How can I help you?
Yes, Siri. I have a question. What kind of place are y'all? What kind of business are y'all?
We service several different products, but if you give me your zip code, I can pull up your account.
73507.
73507.
Yes.
What's your first and last name?
It's Richard Blackstock.
You know a Jody Blackstock?
Yes, I do.
Can you please confirm your zip code? I'm sorry, your address.
2518 Northeast Heritage Creek Drive.
Okay, and I do see here you have the watch and the earbuds. So she ordered these watch and earbuds for the price of $595, but that was just the shipping price. She started a 14-day trial that started from that date, and the trial expired, so now she's trying to be billed for the full amount of the watch and the earbuds, which is $69.97 for the watch and $64.97 for the earbuds. So she didn't call back and cancel that trial.
She did call. She said she's sitting right here and said she did not call them. She claiming that she did call you and we never received them.
So the records aren't showing that she called and canceled the account? And is saying that the products was also delivered.
Did you get it? She said she never received them. That's why my credit card is showing declined and called me and wanted to know if this was fraud. And we never ordered anything like this. And then we've got a charge here on a credit card for $5.97, then for $18.94, and then I guess the one that you're saying $60-something dollars.
So it started when she made that purchase for the $5.97. She authorized the 14-day trial. At the end of the 14 days of not paying for the product, she was finally billed the full amount. So that's what it's trying to do, is trying to bill her for the full amount of the watch and the earbuds that she purchased for $5.97. That was just the shipping price. She started a 14-day trial. Go ahead.
We never received those. But when were these shipped?
Confirm your address.
2518 Northeast Heritage Creek Drive in Lawton, Oklahoma.
Okay, and I'm going to track the package. So it says it was delivered on March 5th. On the front porch.
Yeah, I'm letting her talk to you. You talk to her. She's right here.
I had to think about it. It was for $24. I didn't get anything about $69.
So I do suggest you call your post office and ask them about any shipments that they should have delivered on the day of March 5th, because it's showing in your account that it was delivered, and the address that your husband confirmed is the address on file.
Okay, but the whole deal is, what's the $69? I didn't order anything for $69.
So you started a 14-day trial, and since you didn't cancel it, it's trying to bill you for the full amount.
I never got anything for $16. I billed for $69. It was $20. It was first like a real low amount, and then it was $24.
So the trial didn't start the day you received the product. The trial started the day you made the order. So you made the order on. You made the order on March 2nd. That's when the trial started. So maybe you got the product.
I didn't receive anything about a trial at all.
So the page that you made the purchase on, it had our terms and conditions.
Well, this is total fraud is what it is. Because I certainly didn't order anything for $69.
That was the watch. And the earbuds are $64.97.
Okay, I didn't order those.
Well, if you order the watch for the $5.97, you authorized the 14-day trial, and since you didn't cancel it,
I didn't get anything about a 14-day trial. That is total bullcrap.
Well, some customers do call in and they do overlook the terms and conditions, so I don't blame you. But it is listed on the same page that you placed the order on.
Well, it's fraud. That's all I can say. Because I'm not stupid enough to order a watch that says I won something for $69. And that is nothing but fraud right there. And I am not paying it. There's nothing like that.
Well, the most I can do is explain to you the charges and the terms and conditions, but unfortunately, these are valid charges, so I can't issue you a refund.
They haven't returned to my credit card.
I used it, and it was for like the total was $25.24. I've done it.
Oh, yeah, I can't tell you. I can't understand. So what you're telling me, you should have paid the $5.97, she wouldn't know $64?
I did on my credit card.
The $5.97 has been charged with a credit card, and so in $18.94 has been charged with my credit card. So why am I getting billed for $64?
Yeah, it's already been charged to the credit card.
$5.97 was charged with a credit card on March the 2nd or March the 3rd, along with $18.94. So why are you billing me for 60-something other dollars?
I really can't hear you in the background, sir, but I will say this. It didn't go through.
You're telling me that she didn't pay the shipping is what she owed, right?
She paid the shipping and started the 14-day trial.
Okay. So what was the 14-day trial? She's supposed to send them back within 14 days?
No, the 14-day trial was just to decide if she wanted to continue on and pay the full amount.
Okay, she doesn't. She didn't.
Okay, so I can cancel the account and it won't try to bill you again, but I do want to say first that the watch is pretty helpful. It does help track sleep patterns and measure steps. I can extend out your trial a full 30 days and give you time to try it.
Just cancel the whole thing. What do I need to do? I know I've been billed for $5.97 and $18.94, but do not bill me for this $64-something, whatever. Just cancel everything.
Okay, I can cancel your account, but first I do want to note that it also assists in measuring blood oxygen levels. I can give you a 50% discount.
No, that's fine. I don't want any type of discount. I don't want anything.
Okay, well, it looks like you also qualify for the My Friends and Family discount, 75% off on the watch and the earbuds.
Nope. I don't want any of it. Do I need to send these back to you?
So I just canceled your account. Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yes, I am.
C as in Charlie, 0. B as in boy, 0. 813. C as in Charlie, 6-1, E as in Edward. I'm going to go by and repeat the whole number again. That was C-0-B-0-8-1-3-C-6-1-E. Is there anything else I can do to help you?
Okay, now you're not going to try to bill my credit card again for this?
Correct.
So she paid the shipping and she paid the $18.94, so we're free. So I don't need to send this stuff back if she's got it?
Correct.
So we're through with you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.